From the world
Love Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Belega welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lion's Gate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from marvelous Manhattan and terrific Toronto. Well, I hope everybody out there is having a lovely April evening, morning, afternoon, or night, whichever it is in your time zone. I had the great pleasure last Friday of seeing the one and only Mr. Tony Bennett in concert in Toronto at Roy Thomson Hall. It was the best concert ever. It was fantastic. He is phenomenal. If Tony comes to your town, do invest in a ticket because it'll be the best experience and you'll just have the most enjoyable evening ever. It was like I was so close to the stage. It was like being in your living room. So that was a great experience. Now, today is Earth Day. God gave us dominion on this earth over everything in it except one another. We are the stewards and the caretakers of Mother Earth. We are supposed to treat the Earth with respect. But the way that some of us treat Mother Earth, if we treated our biological mothers that way, we'd be in jail for elder abuse. So let's all make a conscious decision right now, starting in this moment in time, to do our best and respect the earth, do not waste or abuse or exploit its natural resources. For example, California has 1 year of a water supply left as of 2015. So please don't waste the water. Just think of the future. We are just borrowing this land, as Chief Seattle said, from our grandchildren. And corporations not only screw the pooch, but they stick it to consumers, making high profits their goal with little concern for the environment. So let's make every day Earth Day, not just once a year in April. On a more personal angle, I have to tell you this true story. A few years ago, an associate visited me from New York City, and she brought the loveliest, shocking pink summer tote bag for me. This was quite the opposite of the tote bags I had been using at that time to carry my little laptop computer to my local coffee shop. I was absolutely thrilled with this gift. It was a designer tote bag from New York. What else could I want? But after learning from my friend that she was pursuing a married man in the world of finance in New York City, I felt extremely uncomfortable keeping her gift. So I don't know if you've ever been in a similar situation, but I did not want negative, bad intentions or energy from this tote bag staying on my arm, in my home, or in my aura, in my spirit, or in my soul's energy field. Because I don't know if you believe like I do that every object holds energy. So again, be careful when you go to an antique store. Cleanse anything. Let it sit in the sun to cleanse it so that you're not collecting the negative energy from the previous owner. So for Betsy, I decided there was only one solution to my situation. I can't believe it, but I threw this designer bag into the garbage dumpster here. Our friendship soon ended, but I think it was supposed to end. So keeping the friendship going would have been fraudulent and phony, and it would have kept me attached to bad chi, bad ki, bad prana, bad negative energy. That was too dangerous for me. So that was a few years ago, maybe 2.5, 3 years ago. So this past Saturday, the day after I saw Tony Bennett, so I was thinking about that particular tote bag. I don't know why. I guess Spirit brought it to my consciousness for a reason. And I wish that now, a few years later, I might replace it with the same bag, except I couldn't remember the name of the designer who had made it, what company it came from. Well, I have a good memory, but I must have blocked it for whatever reason. So imagine my surprise on Sunday, April the 19th, when I do watch American television. I was watching my Sunday show. Imagine my surprise when a spring women's fashion commercial came on the air. There was my tote bag. Oh, my gosh. And then it said, coming to Target April 20th, Lilly Pulitzer. The other shoe dropped, and I remembered, oh, my gosh, it was Lilly Pulitzer. How could I forget that name? So what a cruel joke. Target left Canada after a miserable 2.5 years of losing money up here in the Great White North. There's not a snowball's chance in hell, Michigan, or in Toronto of me ever getting that pink tote bag. So there's a lesson for Betsy in there somewhere, that you may think that you'll never get another chance, but maybe somewhere down the road, that love of your life, the one that got away, they'll come back. You may think you'll never get that dream job, but never, never say never. And I knew, and I know, that Jackie Kennedy wore Mr. Oleg Cassini's clothes, but I was unaware that Lilly Pulitzer was another of her favorite designers. So the women in America that were smart enough and lucky enough to get to Target, they now have items. They may not be their size, but they're now on eBay for 5 times the original price. And you know what? I'm okay with that. That's okay. That 5 times the price, that'll come back to me in another way. Not that money would make me happy. It's your happiness comes from inside. So I'd also like to tell you about a healing experience that happened this past week. Actually, it's 2 healings for one person, my girlfriend Gretchen from Pennsylvania, whom I know since we were 6 years old. We went to grade school and high school together. Well, my friend has a few illnesses, but always, and I do mean always, not sometimes, all the time, Gretchen sees the sunny side of life and has the best perspective I've ever seen among the thousands of people I've met in my life. She is the most optimistic, most believing, faithful person. What a friend, what a friend. So she had an appointment this past Tuesday with one of her doctors in Pennsylvania. So the doctor tested her for a bowel disease and a blood disease. And after the 2 exams, he told her, I don't understand this. So she asked her doctor, what did he mean? And he said to her, what have you been doing? So she pointed up, and he said, what do you mean? She pointed up again and said, I don't know if you believe or if you pray, but they watch out for me. So when she said, they watch out for me, she was referring to God, her angels, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So then the doctor changed the subject. He didn't know what to say. She left the doctor speechless. So they chit-chatted about their pets and dogs and what's going on. And at the end of the 15 minutes, I guess is the length of a doctor's visit these days, I don't know, he said, I don't know what to put in your chart. And so if the disease or the diseases are no longer present, the doctor must explain in the patient's chart what was done to accomplish the healing results. So he didn't write the word he didn't write the word prayer. He didn't know what to write. So just know that though you may have what you call, or your doctor might call, an incurable disease, this may be the week, this may be the month, this may be the day, the night, that you do get a miracle that you've been waiting for. So my girlfriend, yes, she's very patient. We are patient, and everything is in God's timing. But then when we believe it, we can have an instant healing. So if this can happen at home for my girlfriend who prays at home, and by the way, she and her husband live on top of a mountain in Pennsylvania. So it's not like they live in the middle of a city that faith healers come there once a month. But they're in a rural area. But her faith is so strong that it happened for her and it can happen for you. So the most important thing is to believe it. Don't doubt it. Believe it and you'll receive it. Because even Christ said, when whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And he wasn't talking just to me and Gretchen. He's talking to everybody that hears his words or reads his words and takes them at his word. Because let's face it, how many people can you take at their word? Certainly not any politicians that come to mind. And so my girlfriend prays to the Blessed Mother, and she does say the rosary, and she does watch it in the States. I think it's called the EWN, Eternal Word Network, where Mother Angelica used to be on. If you Google Mother Angelica, I'm sure you're going to get this station. So I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm just seeing what worked for my girlfriend. And if it worked for her, it can work for you. And Gretchen also, like me, talks to her angel every day. And let me tell you, he answers her very, very specifically. So for 8.5 years, I've been telling you at the end of every show, don't forget to talk to your angels. They're waiting to hear from you. And I wasn't joking for the last 8.5 years. And Betsy still isn't joking. And then I do remind you to talk to their boss, Jesus, the greatest doctor who ever lived and walked on this earth. And don't think that you can't get a visit from him. All you have to do is ask, believe it, and receive it. And then I'll tell you more about a wonderful healer who is going to be on this show April the 28th at 5 o'clock. So then later this week on Monday, I spoke to another girlfriend. And she was wondering and asking me if God and heaven are listening. Well, in a nutshell, 1 Peter chapter 3, line number 12, yes, God is listening. Psalm 34, line 17, yes, God is listening. John chapter 5, line 14, yes, God is listening. Corinthians 2, chapter 16, line 9, yes, God is listening. Psalm 4, line 4, yes, God is listening. Psalm 102, line 17, yes, God is listening. So you can use your Bible or Google those numbers and books of the Bible and know that, yes, you are being listened to. You're not being ignored. Enough people on earth will ignore you, but God never will. He'll always talk to you and answer. And as you know, prayer is when you talk to God. When you meditate, oh my gosh, that's when he's giving you some answers. And sometimes you do get an answer in your sleep, or you might even be healed as you sleep. And there is proof, and all of these verses that I just gave you are all proof that God is listening to us. So my friend wants to win the lottery. She believes that is the answer to all of her problems and prayers. But I don't buy it, and I don't believe it, and I'll tell you why. If you or I win the lottery tomorrow night or Saturday night, complete strangers will be harassing you, calling you, coming to you, chasing you down day, morning, noon, and night, asking you for favors and reasons why you should hand over some of your lottery winnings to them. So who wants that harassment? Certainly not me. But if you believe that you must win a lottery to be happy, I guarantee you, you will never be happy. If you have that belief in your belief system, take it out to the garbage, your mental garbage can tonight, right now. So I want to tell you, on Tuesday, my very special guest, Tuesday, April 28th at 5 o'clock on Tuning In with Betsy, is like Tony Bennett, the one and only Dr. Eric Pearl. And perhaps you have seen him on Dr. Oz like I did. And that was one of my favorite Dr. Oz shows. And Eric is the author of the book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. I have a copy of it here on my coffee table. It is, in three words, fabulous. You will love it. It is in 39 languages around the world, wherever you live. You can Google it, get it from Amazon. It's a fabulous book. And I will just say, one of his case studies that he talks about in the book is a woman that had MS. And though she had met Dr. Pearl, she wasn't healing, and he was a bit confused. But it turned out that her husband had had a mistress, so the wife didn't have any wifely duties. So perhaps she liked it that way. So in her mind, she had no reason to be healed. Well, I'll tell you, if I had MS and I had a husband with a mistress, I really wouldn't care. My life and my health is more important to Betsy than his sex life. He can figure it out for himself. But I want to tell you, Dr. Eric Pearl is the real deal. And if you think that you can't be healed, again, get rid of that belief. Because once you hear him, or you can Google him, you will see that there are no incurable illnesses, just incurable people who think that they can't be healed. So someone had emailed me, and I'll tell you, if you have someone who you like as a healer and you can verify that they are the real deal, you can contact me here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow the show here, Tuning In with Betsy. You can become a follower and then email me and tell me who you would like to recommend to be on the show, and I would be very happy to do a one-on-one interview with them. And I have openings through May and throughout the summer. So someone emailed me 3 weeks ago and asked me to have more affirmations on the show. So here are a few more from the woman, Flo Shin, and Florence Scovel Shin. Now, she is crossed over. She wrote her books in 1927, 28, 29. She had written the books The Power of the Spoken Word, The Secret Door to Success, Your Word is Your Wand, and The Game of Life. And if you Google them, I think the company that is, I will tell you who the company is, Divorce, DEVORSS and Company, publisher of Norena Del Rey, California. You can buy all four books together. But her books, they have such wisdom in them, spiritual wisdom to guide you. So here we go with a few more positive affirmations about faith. Because if you have just the faith the size of a mustard seed, anything can happen. What God has given me can never be taken from me, for his gifts are for all eternity. My faith is built upon a rock, and my heart's desire now comes to pass under grace in a miraculous way. I see my good in a golden glow of glory. I see my fields shining white with the harvest. is my unfailing and immediate supply of all good. Notice that Flo uses the word, my immediate supply of all good. She's not saying like Wimpy, oh, my good is going to come next Tuesday. No, no, no. And think about that for your healing. God can heal you instantly. If you became ill instantly, I believe he can heal you instantly in a blink of an eye. I am poised and powerful. My greatest expectations are realized in a miraculous way. And just know, and I'm sure you do know, miraculous is so ordinary for God. We are in the natural world, but everything he does is supernatural, but to him it's very natural. And more from Flo, I now exercise my fearless faith in three ways, by thinking, speaking, and acting. I am unmoved by appearances, therefore appearances move. So say you have a cyst on your wrist or a tumor on your knee. No, forget what it looks like. Forget what it looks like. Speak healing over it. I remove all tumors, all cysts, any mass from my body in the name of Jesus. And here is something I found the other day, and it's very easy to remember and repeat throughout the day. Oh, Lord, my God, I called to you, and you healed me. There's no time frame with that. It's just, oh, Lord, my God, I called to you, and you healed me. I stand steadfast, immovable, giving thanks for my seeming impossible good to come to pass. For I know with God it is easy accomplishment, and his time is now. He is in the eternal now. I know there is nothing to defeat God. Therefore, there is nothing to defeat me. And then she says, I am in perfect harmony with the working of the law. For I know that God knows nothing of obstacles, time, or space. God knows only completion. God works in unexpected and magical ways, his wonders to perform. I now prepare for the fulfillment of my heart's desire. I show God I believe his promise will be kept. And that reminds me of a friend of mine. I think I've said this before on the air. A friend of mine wanted to get pregnant. She and her husband could not get pregnant. So I told her years ago, and I'm going back, let me tell you, 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, when I first came to Canada, my girlfriend couldn't get pregnant. So I said, you know what? We're going to visualize you pregnant. And I took her and I got her a couple of maternity tops. And I took her and we got a couple bibs and toys, baby blankets, not expensive stuff. And we went home and I said to her, now, when you vacuum your house, now she's not pregnant, I said, you sit down, vacuum a little bit, sit down, then put your feet up on the ottoman and say, oh, you know, I'm pregnant. I have to rest. I can't lift anything. Don't lift anything. Just say, you know what, I'm pregnant and I'm not going to lift anything. My husband can do that. Well, her husband thought Betsy Belega was crazy. But let me tell you, within a couple of weeks, she got pregnant and their child is now, let me see, going to be 33. So never, never, never say it can't happen. Never, never give up. Because I talk to a lot of women that have challenges. And one of my friends, they both worked in finance and couldn't relax. They were working, 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 busy, busy schedules, taking their work home with them. And I just said, when you can really relax and go on vacation, that's when you're going to get pregnant. And sure enough, when they finally, postponing their holidays, once they finally took it, they did have a son. So that's good. So then Flo continues, God's ideas cannot be moved. Therefore, what is mine by divine right will always be with me. And just remember, that God never put you on this earth to suffer, but to enjoy the beautiful earth and everything in it and on it. I have perfect confidence in God, and God has perfect confidence in me. And I have perfect confidence in my listeners that you're just the best, and I believe, and listen to me, expect the best. The best is coming to the listeners of Tuning In with Betsy. So I want to thank you so very much for listening, and don't forget to tune in on the 28th of April at 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time to listen to the fantastic Dr. Eric Pearl. He's been on Dr. Oz. He's been on CNN. He has spoken at Madison Square Garden and at the United Nations. So somebody's taking him seriously, and I definitely do. And I'm sure that when you hear him and listen to him, you will understand more about how you can heal naturally. So I want to thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to Tuning In with Betsy. And don't forget to talk to your angels. They're waiting to help you heal and hear from you. And so is Jesus Christ, their boss. God bless you.